Yes, hallelujah. You know, we've been seeing a number of healings here. You know, Friday night, the Friday before that, I had a word of knowledge about someone's throat being healed, and this lady came back this past Friday and said that she had had this trouble swallowing, and it was operated on and took medicine for 30 years. It's almost like it's going back to the Bible times when people had waited 30 years. But anyway, she stopped all the medicine. I didn't tell her to. She stopped all the medicine, and she has no trouble swallowing now. She used to sit in a restaurant and tell people how blessed you are because you can swallow. And so the operation, you know, the woman with the issue of blood, she tried everything. And finally Jesus touched her, or she touched his thing. But anyway, this lady was given this testimony, and we've had a lot of them lately. And so I had a word Friday night about someone who's having a lot of cramps in his legs or leg. And this young man here is all excited because he's the one that got healed. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Just
thank you, Jesus, man. And thank you, Lord. You know, what happened is we were putting up the Godmobile tent at the state fair. I'm with Full Gospel Businessman's Fellowship. And every year we put that tent up. And I guess I worked too hard or something. And anyway, I was having cramps in my legs and in my calves, and I was hurting, and I had to wake up in the middle of the night to walk around the house and get over that cramps. But the Lord heard my prayers because he had this gentleman, this pastor, call me out to pray for me. And Friday night, I haven't had any cramps since, and I had had those cramps since we set up. And anyway, praise God. Okay. He called me out, and I went up, and he prayed for him, and the Lord healed me.
Amen. God bless you. The Lord healed you. Yeah, God bless you. You bet. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your wonderful healing, Jesus. We give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Well, today, there's another blessing coming. There's somebody who's been having, maybe it's more than one, having blurriness in your eyes. More so the right side, and God is healing that. I don't know if it's diabetes it's causing. I don't know what's causing it, but you've had some blurriness, a lot of really strange, and the Lord is healing that. Does anybody have trouble with your eyes and some blurriness going on? Oh, several of them. Hallelujah. Well, just as he received it, I don't have to lay hands on you. I will later on, but just receive that. Just believe that and receive that. Amen?
Amen.
Blurriness in your eyes. Hallelujah. And God is healing you. Say, God has healed me. Jesus is in me, and he just healed me. No blurriness. I bind it all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the whole key to this is, whether you want to come to this church or not, it's entirely up to you. I don't push around for people. We don't take up collections here. But you need to come back and give a testimony if the Lord gave you, touched your eyes, and you're not having that problem no more. Amen?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And there may be other things during the service. So, you know, we're supposed to teach people how to flow in the supernatural. Well, God is going to today talk about how you flow in the supernatural. In one area, and it's the word of knowledge, and he's going to take it from the word of God. The word of God is precious. It's the most important thing. If you want to know what the name of this message is, say, the word is my faith. So when the word says your sins are forgiven, you allow the Spirit of God from the Word of God to tell you your sins are forgiven. That's renewing your mind. You actually speak it. My sins are forgiven. Amen? That means faith. The Word becomes your faith. But it only becomes your faith as you speak it. And so when he talks about the gifts of the Spirit, or you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you call yourself the temple of the Holy Spirit, the Word has become your faith. Are you listening? Yes. Hallelujah. And so we're going to go through some scriptures. We had a little bit this Friday night, and we're going to continue on it. So anytime the Word says anything and you act upon it and you let the Spirit of God help you from that Word, renew your mind, you're walking in faith. And you'll receive what the Word says. Amen? When the Word says that God loves you, you see, then you take that Word and you build it into your mind. You're thinking, God loves me, God loves me, God loves me. That means the Word has become your faith. So anytime you see in the Word of God, and it speaks to you, and the Word speaks to all of us, then the Word becomes your faith as you allow the Word, and you take the Word, the Holy Spirit, your helper, and you speak it into your mind. You speak it into your body, whatever that may be. Can you understand that? Hallelujah. Say, I must learn to become what I already am in Christ. So when you and I got saved, you see, all the benefits came into our lives. We accepted our Lord and the Savior Jesus Christ into our lives. Father God, I'm a sinner. I received Jesus into my lives. All the benefits came in. And that's spiritually. But your flesh and your mind doesn't know about it. So you're learning by faith. Let the Word become faith. You're learning how to become what you already are. And it's a process we go through. You know, in the Old Testament, Caleb got a word. And he didn't get the answer for 40 years. And I'm not for 1 minute standing up here and say, everybody's got to wait 40 years. But when you get a word, it will happen. When the Word speaks to you, it loves you, your sins are forgiven, you have grace and mercy and righteousness in Christ, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you see, then you are learning to become what you already are. So when you accepted Jesus Christ, all those benefits are in you. Amen? So when you pray in tongues, then you identify with all those good things that are in you. Then you're learning how to become what you already are. What Jesus has made you. The trouble is, your flesh don't know it. Your mind don't know it. Everybody in here has been washed in the blood, and your sins are forgiven. If you sin again, those sins are taken. But if, listen, saints, the Word must become our faith, so I must become a doer. When I had the booze trouble and the drug problems and I had a death wish and I had multiple sclerosis and all these things and everything else, I started letting the Word become faith, and I started telling myself by the power of the Holy Spirit, you see, and faith started operating in my life. Then booze left after I got saved, the temptation. Drugs left, smoking left. Multiple sclerosis left. It took a little longer for MS to leave. But if I let the Word become my faith and I start trusting in the Word of God, you see, when I got saved, I already was healed. Amen? And you are already healed. But if you let the Word become your faith, and then you start building that into you. Amen? So when you get saved, listen, saints, all the benefits are yours. Amen? All the promises in Christ are yours. And when you get saved, you entered Christ. So if Christ is in you, Jesus is in you, then you have to identify with the things in you rather than the things in the world or the things, the dots the enemy's trying to throw in your mind. The enemy will always try to get you to run the old film. He'll always try to keep you oppressed, depressed, and lonely and broke and so on and so forth. And so if we learn to run the new film, which is the Word of God, being born again, it'll change you. It'll heal your body. It'll heal your mind. It'll heal your finances. The word of knowledge is a very powerful thing. Always remember, when the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom operates, it's found in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's the gifts of the Spirit. But in Colossians, it says all knowledge, all wisdom is found in Jesus. So the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. As we allow him to train us in the word of God becomes our faith. The Holy Spirit reminds us of everything Jesus said. The Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. Amen? So when I spoke that over him and spoke it over the lady and in the eyes, and I can go on and on and on, you see, that was the word of knowledge. But the Holy Spirit was taking that knowledge and that wisdom from Christ in Colossians. Even though it's one of the spiritual gifts, everything is developed through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Everything comes through Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Turn, if you would, Chris, to John 1, 1, 1 through 5. Hallelujah. And 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now listen now, verse 2. He was in the beginning with God. There's a separation. He was with God. So a lot of people have trouble with the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Right now, two of them is mentioned here. God the Father, the Creator, and he was with God. Jesus was with God. Amen? Now, when you go down further, the Creator, God the Father, created everything through Christ. Through Jesus. Listen now. All things in verse 3, all things were made through him. And without him, nothing was made that was made. So when I get a word of knowledge, it's coming through Christ. Because all knowledge and wisdom in Colossians 2:3 says that all knowledge and wisdom is in Christ, are coming through Christ. The Holy Spirit, gifts of the Holy Spirit, he takes from Jesus and gives to us. The Holy Spirit operates the gifts. So the Creator creates everything through Jesus. If I have this understanding, then I should be able to flow and draw from Christ because he's in me, I'm in him. Everything I need is in me or in you. Okay? So all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made, in verse 3 again. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Listen, saints. He was with God. The Creator creates everything through Jesus. The Holy Spirit creates everything in our lives through Jesus. So if you call it a gift of the Spirit, and you have the understanding that the gifts of the Spirit always connect with the cross of Jesus Christ. And so if you're going to have a word of knowledge, you must have the understanding that every knowledge, all knowledge and all wisdom is found in Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. So God spoke the living word. Say living word. Through Christ. He is Jesus, the living word. And so, you see, saints, we have to have this built into us, and we have to keep energizing ourselves on a daily basis. Because the enemy is always throwing darts into our minds. So if we don't hold up the shield, holding up the shield, saints, is speaking the blessings of God over your life. I have mercy, I have grace, I'm healed, I have the anointing, I'm the temple of the Holy Spirit, you see. I have the mind of Jesus Christ. Then that word, because the word says this about you. So the word is your faith. So when you speak the word, and he's the living word, you're drawing from the living word. And then eventually you'll start to realize, you can say, according to my word, because he's given it to us, according to my, in Jesus' name. The authority is the name of Jesus. So every time you read in the Word of God, you see, and you let the Word become your faith, whether it's finances, whatever it may be, you speak that living Word into that situation, it will manifest. See, a lot of people speak the Word of God, but their mind's not renewed, and so their mind says, you can't say that, and the devil throws darts in your mind. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God spoke through his living Word, Jesus. Jesus is the holy agent who is responsible for the entire creation. Because the Creator created everything through the living Word. Amen? So if you and I today are going to flow, the Holy Spirit's going to remind us of everything Jesus said. He's going to take from Jesus and give to us in John 16. And so if he gives to us, he will give me knowledge. It's called the Word of knowledge because he's the Word. It's called the Word of wisdom because he's the Word. Are you listening? So when I get a word of knowledge, that's the Holy Spirit. So when I said to that lady, I said this, I didn't say it to her, but I said, somebody has had trouble with your swallowing and God's healing you. And she came back Friday and said she's had it for 30 years. They cut her open and everything. Put her on medication and nothing worked. The operation didn't work. The medication didn't work. So she stopped the medication, and she's been eating and has no problem since, she said. 30 years. And God knew years ago that she'd be sitting in creative faith, and Ellery would get a word, which is Jesus, see, and I would speak it out. I'd be obedient. It's the same with the cramps. It's the same with the blurred eyes. It's the same with a bad back or a bad hip. It's the same with kidneys. The trouble is, people's minds have trouble receiving it. Well, you ain't supposed to receive it by your mind. You receive it by the Spirit. Amen? The Spirit will get you to have faith in the Word of God. And the Word of God will become your faith, and you'll see your life change. You'll see your marriage blessed. You'll see your physical body blessed. You'll see your finances blessed. Are you listening? See, if we learn to operate in this, saints, know where it's coming from, know that nothing is created only through Jesus Christ. Everything was created. He's the Lord over the universe. Amen? But that doesn't mean you won't have problems. That doesn't mean the enemy won't attack you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now turn, if you would, Chris, to John 4, and we'll go from 46 to 54. I want you to look at this, saints. People said, well, you said that Friday. Oh, be quiet. It's like the Word of God's like spaghetti. It's better the second day. Amen? It never wears out. When you keep saying, I want to hear something new, well, you ain't doing the other. Why do you want to hear something new? Hallelujah. 4, starting in verse 46. See, that's the reason why I put it up there. You can't come and argue with me. Go argue with God. Amen? He always wins, she says. Yeah, that's right. There's many things I've refused to do, and he finally got my heart, and I did it. You know why? I don't like to be spanked. That's why I get saved. I don't want to go to hell. Amen? I don't want to be down there cooking. The Holy Ghost fire has got me well done already. I don't need no more fire. Amen? Now just kind of read along with me here. So Jesus came again to Cana of Galilee where he made the water wine, and there, I was trying to think of something, but anyway, I'll catch up here in a minute. And there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. Go ahead, Chris. And when he heard that Jesus had come out of Judea, you see, when you hear where two or three are gathered and Jesus is here, you're not coming, you see, to sit in a pew. You're coming to partake of Jesus because you heard. The word says, we're two together. Not just here, but we don't approach when we come in as the body and he's the head, we don't approach it as he's here. And if you approach it as he's here, you'll receive from him. Amen? He had come out of Judea into Galilee. He went to him and implored him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. Again, 48. Then Jesus said to him, unless you people see signs and wonders, you'll by no means believe. Listen now, go to 48:9. See, the nobleman didn't pay attention to that. Listen now, we all take that scripture and pound people with it. See? He said, well, if you see signs, you ain't gonna. Listen now, the nobleman said to him, sir, come down before my child dies. See, he didn't get in an argument with Jesus. Well, I don't care about signs. He just said, come down before he died. Listen, okay, 50. Jesus said to him, go your way. Your son lives. Now listen, saints, I want you to listen to this. This is what true faith is. Faith is the substance of things not seen. He didn't see his son healed. But listen now, go your way, your son lives. So the man believed the word. Believed what? It's the living word. Jesus is the word. The word is standing there. He believed the word. All things are created through the word. The word is my faith. So he didn't see, but he went according to the word that Jesus spoke to him, and he went his way. Now, at the same time, that also is the word of knowledge operating. The one is, the boy's way off. Usually, you know, if he's right here, everybody sees it and everything else. But Jesus said, go ahead. So when the word comes to us, whether it's a word of knowledge or the preaching of the word, you need to act upon it and do what the word says. Amen? Now listen now, go your way. The man's been healed, the boy's been healed. A word of knowledge, and the man is operating according to the word. The creator creates everything through the word. So the word must become our faith, and we must defend it and act upon it. Whether the word says you're loved, you're forgiven, you have grace, you have compassion, you're in right standing, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit, you have the mind of Christ, you have knowledge and wisdom, everything is found in Jesus, that's your faith. That's what you speak. 50. Jesus said to him, Chris. And as he was now going down, his servant met him and told him, saying, your son lives. He didn't see it. He just acted according to the word. Someone met him and said, your son lives. Your throat has been healed. She acted upon it. Your cramps are gone. Your blurred eyes are gone. The word has said that. That's the word of knowledge. The creator creates everything through the living word. He's here. We ought to be excited that he's here. Amen? Hallelujah. Next. Then he inquired of them the hour. See, everybody's wondering about, well, when did it happen? Listen now, we human beings would do the same thing today. Well, when did it happen? Oh, that's when he spoke the word. That's when I left and obeyed the word. That's when the word of knowledge came. You know why? Because all knowledge and all wisdom is found in Jesus. He is the word of knowledge. He is the word of wisdom. Are you listening? And so when he said here, then he inquired of them the hour when he got better, and they said to him, yesterday at the seventh hour, the fever left him. See, when I say your cramps are healed, they left him later on. Actually, it happened at that moment. But because the body is having trouble receiving it, he testified, said, well, it's gone. I ain't had any trouble since. The lady with the throat, it's gone. You don't have any blurred eyes no more. And I can go on and on and on and on as the Holy Spirit feeds me. You know why? When I come here, I believe he's here. I'm excited because he's here, and I want to walk in the supernatural. So I want to open myself up by praying in tongues and identifying with the Christ that's in me, identifying with the power, you see, and then he starts to give me words. Anybody here can operate in this. if the Holy Spirit gives you a word. Because Jesus is the word. Jesus is the knowledge. Jesus is the wisdom. Jesus is the word. The wisdom. You see, all wisdom and knowledge is found in Jesus. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Now turn to Hebrews 11:1. We're going to go through these quickly. I'm going to feed you a lot of scripture. Praise God. Say, I'm hungry. Well, is there one more there, Chris? 11? I'm sorry. Was there any more there in that one? You went to 50. Yeah, I think there's... Go back to that, Chris. Go back to John 46, 4, starting 46. Go all the way to 50. I think you finished at 51. Go to 50. Yeah. Okay. So the Father knew that it was at the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. And he himself believed in his whole household. 54. This again is the second sign Jesus did when he had come out of Judea into Galilee. He's full of signs and wonders now, saints. He's full of signs. The man said, I heard Jesus was coming by here. I heard he was here. When you come, you don't want to come and say, is he going to spend a half an hour trying to get my pocketbook? Not in this church, you ain't going to hear it. You're going to hear about Jesus. You're going to hear about the power of the Holy Spirit. You're going to hear, if God gives me, the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom. You're going to hear about Jesus, and you're going to be strengthened. You're going to be filled with the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even more, you're going to be refreshed. You're going to come alive because he's life. He's love. He's grace. He's mercy. He's compassion. He's knowledge. He's wisdom. He's all power. And you never want to see a miracle for a miracle. You want to see a miracle because the miracle is the power of Jesus. See, a lot of people want to see a miracle for a miracle. But the miracle is the power of Jesus. So I want to understand everything. So when I come here, I heard that he's here when we're here. He's in your home. He's in your automobile. He's the Lord of the universe. So if you're home and you want to draw upon him, you got to believe he's here or he's there. And the Holy Spirit will take from Jesus and give to you. That's how it operates. If he's here, Jesus, the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and operates the word of knowledge because he's the word of knowledge. Oh. Ain't that good, Randall? Praise God. Hallelujah. Did we finish that? 50? Yeah. Praise God. Now you can go to John. What did I tell you go before? No, Hebrews 11:1. This is what that guy did. Listen now. Faith is the substance of things not seen. He didn't see his boy healed. But according to the word, he went. Are you listening? Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We all want evidence. You'll get the evidence. Do you believe he's here? Do you believe he's in you? Do you believe he's on your job? Do you believe he's around you? He's in your marriage? He's in your home? He's in your finances? Then what's the problem? Because the mind starts fighting you. That's what it is. The mind is enmity against God. Okay, go to Romans 4:17. That was a true operation of faith. Now, I want to tell you something. There's other messages on faith. This is not the only faith message. So don't go out and say to somebody, well, Pastor Mayo said this, and you're saying this. There's all kinds of messages about faith. God just has to be blessing us today with this one. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead. Sometimes we're dead, we're separated from God. And calls those things which do not exist as though they did. So the word of knowledge operated in that area. Also, he called those things that were not as though they were. Go, your son is healed. And no one saw it. He just said, well, the word said that, so I'm going to believe it. What time was he healed? See, he wasn't quite sure yet. So we're going to check Jesus out. What time was it? Because Jesus said, at this particular time, you're healed. And the mind says, well, I don't know. He said it at 9. What time was you? Was it 10 or was it 9? See, we're still trying to check out Jesus. But you see, he calls those things that are not as though they are. So when I get the word of knowledge, I call that which is not as though it is. And the word speaks to you, and then you receive it. That's God, see? Calling those things that are not as though they are. A lot of people have trouble with this. You know why? We all want to see. You know why? We're sense-driven. See, hear, smell, that type of thing. That's what we're driven. So if the Holy Spirit you don't take time with the Word of God and let the Holy Spirit teach you, renew your mind, the Word will not become your faith. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the So faith, the word must become your faith. So you got to hear yourself speaking, or hear somebody preach it. But the whole key is, when you come here or another church, wherever you're going, when you go home, you got to believe he's there. He said, I'll never forsake nor leave you. He's there. Now, your mind may have these emotional flare-ups and saying, I feel lousy today. And that's the enemy throwing doubts in your mind. You got to take Jesus and hold it up and say, I'm free from that in Jesus' name. I'm free from sickness. I'm free from oppression, depression. I'm free from that in Jesus' name. Don't let it linger in your mind. Don't let him take you on those highways. That's the old man. You got a brand new man. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. But you got to agree with it. The word has got to become your faith. Hallelujah. John 14, 12 to 14. John 14, 12 to 14. Praise you, Jesus. This is Jesus speaking. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. Can you imagine that? He said, you can do the same thing. So, you see, I've got this grown into this faith now. I say, according to my word, in Jesus' name. Because his word belongs to me. He died for me and gave me his word. So I can speak. That's the reason why he says, speak to the mountain. See, you have the power, you have the word. Listen now. He who believes in me, the works that I do, so he had the word of knowledge. He says, go, your son is healed, you see. He was calling those things that are not as though they are. You can do the same thing. Now, you may not be there yet. This may be a part of your call. But I'm just telling you supernaturally what it can be a part of you. Listen. You can call a great business in. You want to be financially blessed? Give God the steering wheel of your business. Stop trying to make it happen. Greater works than these he will do because I go to my Father. Has he gone to his Father? Listen now. The Bible says in Ephesians, we are in the heavenly places in Christ, spiritually. And we're blessed with every spiritual blessing, are we not? Because he's gone on with the Father, and so he's conquered some things for us. And so we're in Christ, we're in the heavenly places, and we're blessed with every spiritual blessing. That means we are above sickness, above principalities and powers, above Satan. Because we are where he is. Now that the Spirit of God has to teach you that, renew your mind. That doesn't mean your fleshly body is there. That means your spiritual body is there because life is in the spirit. Amen? Well, I wouldn't get too excited. Go to the next one. I got to finish up, Lord, before they fall asleep. And whatever you ask in my name, whatever you ask in my name, everybody struggles with this. You know what we do? We seek the money. No, God says seek the kingdom. I'll add the money to you. Seek the kingdom. So if the word becomes your faith, that's a kingdom language. Amen? See, I believe you can shut up anybody's mouth who's harassing you. I don't mean by punching them. It'll make his mouth a little sore, man, if you punch him. Just stand there and say, I bind that spirit in the name of Jesus. And don't get excited. Just stand there and watch what God does when you say that. If you have the power, the boldness, and you should have, to stand in someone's face, and they're trying to harass you, say dirty things, the nasty things, the things about you, I bind, because you know what? That's the devil. Well, I thought flesh and blood was not my enemy. Well, a lot of people, Christians, listen now, Christians never hold the shield up, so dots come into their mind, and that's what they speak out. And these are words from the enemy. So you sharpened by the Holy Spirit is recognizing the anger or bitterness or unforgiveness or whatever it may be. You recognize that as the enemy. And not the fleshly body, but with the thought and what they're saying. And you bind that in Jesus' name. See, I'm telling you, I think you can stand in someone's face and make someone just, they can't even move. If they reach out to put their hand, you can't touch me in Jesus' name. And if you really have the, watch what happens. I had a lady come to my house one time. She says, I want prayer for my back, but I'm not falling down. I said, I don't care if you stand on your head. I'm not going to ask you to, I'm not going to. So I prayed for her, and she felt a hand on her back. The hand of Jesus. Down she went. And I said, I thought you said you weren't going to fall down. Well, the body can't withstand the power of God. You know, I have people come up here, man, they do this number. I ain't doing that. God's, the enemy tries to steal that blessing from you. How do you know what God will say on the floor to you? How long do I stay there? Well, send out for some pizza and stay there if you want to. I don't care. Jesus said you can do the same. That's the supernatural. Oh, praise God. Well, Colossians 2:3. In whom are hidden, all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Hidden. Your eyes can't see it, your mind can't figure it out, but the Holy Spirit in you will pull the curtain back. You say, and you'll see the knowledge and the wisdom. You'll see the word of knowledge and the word of wisdom, because he is the word. And I'm telling you, saints, you can flow in this. If God's called you in that area, see, we need the supernatural to free people. We need to learn about the supernatural. We come here next Sunday or Friday, you ought to get excited that he's here. Well, I'm not coming back next Sunday. Well, I'll get excited the next church you go to, whatever. See, I'm not in a game where I'm trying to get you to come here, you see. But if you come here, we got about, I don't know how many, somebody offered to pay for a bunch of commercials on radio. I said, yeah, go for it. I ain't doing it. But he did it and put it all together and paid for it. And it's 103.1. How's that go, though? Huh? 103.1. See? I got it. Good job, Elvie. Praise God. And it's going to start sometime this month. And people will come here thinking you're trying to get them to become members. You are a member of the body of Christ if you're saved. Amen? See, I'm free. So I ain't got to have you say, well, I don't like you. Hey, take a number. A lot of people don't like me. A lot of pastors don't like me. Because they're upset because I won't beg. I want you to think of something right now. Years ago, Jesus sent the apostles out back in his day when he was here. And when they came back, he said, did you lack anything? They said, no, we didn't lack anything. I said, Jesus, I want to learn that. He said, then learn to draw everything from me. So we don't take up a collection. We pay $6,600 or $6,000. How much do we pay? $6,600 a month. Never been late, never missed a light payment. I don't lay awake worrying. I told God, they wanted me to take 2 more years, and I said, no, I ain't going to. This is what I told Jeff. I said, well, and I got to make a decision in November if we're going to go another year, because this isn't up until June. This is the year we're in right now. And so I told Jeff, I tell you what, Jeff, if the money's here, we'll keep on going. If it's not, we put a nail in the door. God knows I'll do that. I don't want to worry about money. I want to preach Jesus. I want to study the Word of God. Years ago, the light bill was due. Me and Betty had $1,000 in a checking account, and that's what the light bill was. So we looked at each other. We took it out of our checking account and paid it. Have never had a problem with light bill since. Never. In our home or in the church? I don't lay awake at night. I don't try to think about money. I really say, Holy Spirit, teach me about Jesus. Because I know that's what I need. I need to be the clay, and he needs to be the potter, and he needs to be molding me. I need to learn to be a good steward. My wife takes care of all the checking accounts, church and home. I don't say to her, how much we got? Are we going to make it? Hallelujah. Well, are you blessed? See, I said an awful lot in a short period of time. If you missed any of it, you need to go over there and get a CD or DVD or whichever. Amen? You know, people always, I know that. No, you don't if it's not working. Say, the word is my faith. You two back here, I can see a bell in front of you. God says the dinner bell is ringing. Come and eat. I got much to feed you, and you will swallow all of it. It'll become a part of your life, and you'll impart it into other people. The dinner bell is ringing. Come and eat, saith the Lord. Come and eat, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Whew. I can feel fire in both my feet. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Spirit to spirit, Jeff. Hallelujah. God's going to free you if you have to be free. Maybe you don't have to free. Maybe you are free. But next Sunday, if you come back here, come expecting Jesus to be here. Bring Jesus with you. Bring faith with you. Bring happiness and joy with you. And bring your checkbook. I'm only kidding. Hallelujah. Listen to this song. Close your eyes.
The Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. I am free to be me. Free to fly. you want to do. Clear out all the debris in me, every offense, all unforgiveness. Wash it away. I'm letting it go.
What's your first name back here? Right here. Yeah, bending down. I'm doing this. Where are you from? Hawaii? That's a long ways from Hawaii, isn't it? There isn't even an ocean down there, is there? So you're from Texas, dear? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. God is showing me there's. It's almost like someone was pushing you, a spirit was pushing you out of your blessings. I can see a door open, and I can see some light, but the enemy's almost trying to push you away from getting the blessings and getting in there. God is going to elevate you starting today with his grace, and you're going to have favor where you never believed you could have favor. And that's the reason why he told Paul, you have favor with me. You have favor all the time, but the enemy has kept you bound in some areas, and I can see actually behind you there's some sand, and I can see a line where you've been dragging something, and God says from this day on you won't drag that weight. From this day on, it will not be upon you as weight, but you'll feel free, even in your lungs, to breathe. Even in when you stand up, your shoulders are going to feel better and feel different. There's going to be a weight lifted off of you by the power of Jesus. And God said he's going to bring you through a door, because he says, any door I open, no man will close. God's got a door for you where happiness and love will come to you, where you'll find what you've been looking for, because God says, spiritually, I got something planned for you. It's going to come through my spirit into your spirit. And God says he's got something planned for you, but you have sometimes, many times, use your natural mind to try to move God in different areas. But God says the Spirit shall come upon you from this moment forward, and you're going to step through a door, and every promise is going to come alive, because you're going to realize that every promise is yours, and you're going to start confessing it. So God says he's pushed on you long enough, the enemy, and he'll push no longer, because God says his presence is going to become stronger upon your life and surround you, and you'll go through the right door that God's given you, and you'll receive. Receive the blessing, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Joseph and Penny, God is saying to you too that God is going to return back to somebody that's tried to do something in the wrong direction towards you. God says, "Don't let vengeance is mine," saith the Lord, and God will return it back to that individual, and God will take care of it. God says the speedway is going to speak, you're going to speed up in some areas where you've just been kind of just chugging along and kind of there's potholes there and everything else. The speedway has been repaved, and you're going to pick up speed now in your business. You're going to pick up speed in your home. You're going to see things differently, because God is going to step in, and he's going to return to the one who's trying to do something back to himself. So I thank you, Lord Jesus, for the blessings upon these two in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. What's your name back here, dear? First name? Yeah, right there. Uh-huh. No. Everybody turns. Yeah, right. Katie. Oh, Katie. Is there something about Katie by the door or something? Katie. You know something, dear? I can see a dove over you. Now, we know the dove represents the Holy Spirit. There's rays coming out of the dove coming upon you. And each one is a promise from Jesus that the Holy Spirit's going to manifest in your life. There has been sorrow at times, grieving sorrow at times, but God says, no, this is going to bless you. This is not going to bring sorrows. This is going to bring my love. And God says that takes the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't see him in you, but probably he is in you, of course, if you're saved, right? I can see him over you with rays coming down to you. And these are the promises, because the Holy Spirit takes from Jesus and gives to us. Each ray has a promise. You can start claiming a promise you've been asking for a long time, but it hasn't come to pass. There's been a promise in Jesus that you've been asking about. Is that true? And God's gonna bring it to pass, because it's yours now. It's coming right into your spirit by the Holy Spirit, spirit to spirit. The dove represents the Holy Spirit, you see, but no one has seen the Holy Spirit, so that we see the dove, and we know it's the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm seeing. And so the rays are going to come out into your life, and the promise that you've been promised and you've been praying about, it's yours now. It's going to manifest for the glory of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. What's your name back here? In the very back pew back here. I'll get over here so you can see me. Yeah. Monique. You know something, Monique? You have accepted. You know, some people, if they're offered certain things, they accept it in settlements, like in a settlement. Sometimes we're so much in need, we accept a small settlement. And sometimes we don't have an attorney that tries to get us a bigger... we got the Holy Spirit, and he's our attorney. And God, the Holy Spirit, wants you to accept big things from God. He wants you to believe that all things are possible with God from this moment forward. And he wants you to believe in a big God. And the Holy Spirit's going to help you do that. Amen? He don't want you to accept just where you are. And if I could just have a cabin in the mountains and all this stuff and everything else. No, you got a big God, and God's got big plans for your life. God wants to bring you out of the natural into the supernatural, and God's got big plans in the supernatural, because the supernatural will eventually become a part of your renewed mind, and you'll learn that you've got a big God, because God wants to bless you with big things, big things. So God says he wants your thinking to be turned around. How do you turn it around? You've got to let the word become your faith, and you've got to start speaking big things, miracle-working power of God into your life. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. I think a lot of us are like that. You know, sometimes we could get a settlement for $400,000, and they come up and offer us $50,000. We ain't got two pennies to rub together, and we say, okay. See, don't accept just small things from God. Although small things are good, he said. He said he wants to give all the power of the kingdom to small congregations. But listen to me. We got a big God. And when you see the preparation of Moses and in Jeremiah and Ezekiel and all, he prepared them to receive, and they done big things. Amen? Jonah, you know how Jonah said, I ain't going to Nineveh. I ain't going over there. Every one of us here at one time or another said, I ain't doing that. I ain't saying that. You see? Then Jesus prepared the apostles. What am I doing? We're preparing the body, because Jesus is the head. It's time for the body to receive the supernatural. There's preparation time that comes from the Word of God. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. There's somebody who has something wrong with your neck, up by the brain stem. It's bothering you way up high here, and God is healing that right now. Are you listening? Is it you, dear? Hallelujah. See? A big God. He don't want her walking around that pain. Anybody else have it? Way back there. Anybody else? Oh. See, some people are waiting to see if anybody will raise their hands. I don't want to raise my hand. God bless you, dear. I see your hand. Now listen now. Move your neck up and down, sideways. In the name of Jesus. Say, in the name of Jesus. I move my neck by his power that's in me. The gift of healing. Has anybody got a testimony right away? Is the pain gone? Is it gone, dear? Oh. Well, you come right up here with the microphone. Or I'll bring it back to you, dear. I don't want to embarrass you. See, sometimes young people say, don't let him come over here, God. Yeah, take care of it.
Friday, I had my appendix taken out. And I asked the nurse, I said, would I be able to go to church Sunday? She said, no, you said take your medicine and stay in bed. But I went against it, and I said, nope, I'm going to church.
Wow. Did you hear that, grown up? Hallelujah. God bless you, dear. God bless you. God's going to honor that. You bet. I'm going to church. Can you imagine? I can't believe that's coming out of that young lady. We get up and it's raining out, a little bit of snow. I don't want to go out in that. That's what happened to me. I had my gallbladder out on Sunday, and I was back here preaching on Friday and the next following Friday and Sunday. Never had one pain. Never took a pain pill. Quint was driving me home, and he said, listen, this is what he said to my son. You sure you don't have no pain? If I had pain, I'd know it. Amen? Is the pain gone, dear? Some. Big God, all the way, right? Anybody else got a testimony about the pain gone? Oh, I see. You're not like the guy in the Bible. You want to see it first, then I'll testify. I expect you back here next Sunday saying, you know something? It really did leave. Uh-huh. How? I had my appendix out. I had my gallbladder out. Appendix, man, that's how they really cut you open, don't they? You know what Wigglesworth said? You ain't putting no knife to my body. He had bleeding hemorrhoids, and he'd roll on the floor until the pain left and the bleeding stopped. Now, I'm not telling you to do that now. This man was a man of faith. Hallelujah. Well, don't pay attention to me. I just walk around, you know. In case I miss something, I said maybe I picked up something over here, you know, something better. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's somebody who's got burning in their kidneys, and God is healing that. Right now. Hallelujah. How many said they had blurring eyes or something back way back when we were talking earlier? Geez, one person? It wasn't one person. Oh, another one. Hallelujah. See, we should have all kinds of testimonies next Sunday. Neck heals, blurry eyes left. Right? If this man can receive it, and this lady who had 30 years... I couldn't swallow and it was operated on. And she comes back with a testimony. Yes, right. When Jesus said it's healed, go your way. It's healed.
Thank you, Lord.
That's a word of knowledge. Some people look at me and go, see, when I was a younger Christian, God had to get in my head with a jackhammer. I was stubborn. God would say, move over there. And I'd say, what for? I want to know everything. Why do you want me to move over there? Can't I do it from here? I know you lovely angels don't do that, but praise God. We always want to know, what do you want me to do that for, God? Well, can't we do it here? When he said to the guy in the Old Testament, I want you to dunk in the ocean or river or whatever it was 7 times. Well, I just said, that's an old dirty thing. I'm not getting in that. If he'd done it 5 times, he wouldn't have been healed. We learn to be obedient, right? Next week, you need to come back with a testimony. See, I have the faith to believe that. Is it going away, dear?
Well, the problem with that was my neck. I had a spinal fusion a couple of years ago, so I have trouble moving my neck.
You had a spinal fusion?
Huh? That's where all my pain
Yeah, they messed up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why Wigglesworth said, you ain't putting no knife in my body. Now, that's not wrong what you done, dear. It was really fate to come out of, get out of bed and come this morning. Do you feel all right and everything? Wow. Man, give the Lord a clap offering. Huh? I can't believe these young people. Why? That blows my mind. Some people got a headache or they get tired or they get up and they look out the window. Okay, I feel bad. It won't hurt to stay away. I'm staying home today. Broncos come on at 11 o'clock, so I just watch that. That's the devil stealing. I'm not putting you down. I've done that many times, but I can't do it. I have to get out of bed. I have to put my plastic leg on. My pants, one leg at a time. That's good, isn't it? Okay. What God wants to do next, he wants me to pray for anybody that's got some problems. Now, I don't want you to talk to me. I can't help you in that way. The Bible says if I lay hands, you shall not receive, recover. That's a part of it. What's the point of receiving if you don't recover? Recover. Gloria's saying, recover, man. Praise God. Oh, yeah, where was I? Oh, yeah, if you want prayer. Boy, sometimes I get off in the spirit at home. I can't find my way out of the office. I have to sit there until I can find out what the door is. If anybody wants prayer for anything, well, I'll get you next week. Bye. Come up here now. Come up here now. Right now. Say, I shall recover. Amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. How you doing, young man?
Good.
Good? I like how you say it. Say good. Good?
Good.
Hey, that's good. Oh, Father God, we ask the Holy Spirit. Mighty God, we love you, Jesus. We thank you for your presence here, Jesus. We thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit to help us to receive your wonderful promises, Lord. We shall recover, Lord, as I touch my wife, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless her, Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good, ain't it? Praise God. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Father God, I touch him right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Looks like she's been dipped in oil. I told you, stop drinking. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother, Lord, and I send the healing anointing power of the Holy Spirit all through his body in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, blessed Jesus. Every bit of pain, every bit of Oh, hips, my back, Lord, in Jesus' name, I speak to them. According to my word, in Jesus' name, the power of your name, Jesus, going all through his body, the resurrection power, Lord Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory in the blessed name of Jesus. I touch my sister in Jesus' holy name, Lord, with the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I could see you walking in like deep mud, and right in front of you, maybe 10 feet away, there is a really paved walk with grass on both sides, and you have stepped up onto this walk and stepped up where the grass is. There's no longer mud. God has brought you out of something, and God has freed you from something, and the Spirit of God is going to teach you how to walk on good stuff, and that means in his word. The peace of God will rule in your heart. There's a whole change. It's almost like I can see God stripping off a sheet in the back, stripping off a sheet in the front, and God says the Spirit of God will now be your protection, not you, but the Spirit of God, the Word of God will now be your protection. So you're out of the mud. You're out of that stuff, that sticky stuff that used to keep coming back to your remembrance, and you used to kind of keep rolling the old film. God says, no, you're not in that no more. And God says, the Word of God is your faith. When he says you're not in that no more, you're going to tell yourself when that thought comes to you, I'm not in that no more. God is blessing you right now with the peace of Jesus. The peace of Jesus. The Creator operates all things through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Come, Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father God, I touch Ron's wife right now, Lord. I touch her lungs right now, and I speak to it according to my word. Pneumonia is coming out right now. You're not going to stay in there, germs. Out of the lung sheet, they're coming right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, as I release, Lord, as you said, Jesus, to the man, go, your son is healed. Go, your wife is healed in Jesus' holy name. I can do the same and even greater. And I thank you and I praise you, Lord, for that boldness and the power of that Holy Spirit into his wife right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. The anointing that heals, Lord, is touching her. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Every bit of that yellow stuff, every bit of that green stuff, Lord, is healed up right now in her lungs right now and dissolved by your love and by your power and by the presence of your Spirit upon her in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. We have your report, Lord. Your report is greater, Lord. These doctors messed up, Lord, and they put a fusion in her neck, Lord, and it's caused her problems ever since, Lord. But we know you're the great healer. You're the resurrection power. We turn to you, Lord Jesus Christ, and as I lay hands on her neck, Lord, and on her, Lord, she shall recover. You shall restore, according to my word in Jesus' name, her neck, Lord, right now. All being restored right now, Lord. All stiffness removed right now in Jesus' name. We give you praise and honor and glory for your healing anointing, Lord, flowing into her neck, Lord, correcting, Lord, what they messed up, because we call upon your report, Lord Jesus. We call upon your report, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Look at this. Look at this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's like she's bobbing for fish. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, right now I break every generational curse, Lord. I bind that spirit of death, Lord, that comes near her family, Lord, and causes these family members to die in their 50s. I bind you, Satan. I bind you, Satan. I bind the generational curses. And I resurrect in her the life of God, the Spirit of God, the love of God, the healing of God into her mind, throughout her body, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, praise God. She's talking right to God, ain't she? Amen. Praise God. Oh, Father God, I remove every hurt. The season's over, Lord. So, Lord, right now, I thank you she'll have remembrances, Lord, but not with hurts, Lord. We just give you praise and honor and glory for this woman of God, Lord, that you're going to send someone into her life, Lord, that's going to love her, Lord, that she won't be alone no more, Lord. The two of them will agree and walk together, Lord. We wait for that miracle. We wait for the moving of your hand upon Chris's body and upon her home, Lord. And we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, as I release the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus, the peace of Jesus. The peace, ooh, the peace of Jesus, hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' holy name. Praise you, Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's placed you in the river. I can see you in a boat in the river. God's placed you in the river. You're in the boat. That means the boat is your flesh. The river is the belly, and it's going to flow. Rivers of living water is going to flow up out of you. There's some things you have not experienced yet, but God says he's not through. And God says his experience will always be with you as you call upon it. And you know who you are in me, saith the Lord. For the boat, the canoe is your flesh. The river is my power, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There's a great light shining into your spirit. It's almost like it's not a natural ball, but there's a great light shining in your spirit. You're going to be able to come into some things that seems to be had hidden from you, but God says this light, your light shall shine in Isaiah, and the light is shining in your spirit, and it's spirit to spirit, and the Holy Spirit is causing that light, causing that revelation, causing that freedom, causing that direction. You didn't know how to walk before, but God said he's lit it all up for you. He's lit it all up for you. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, we give you praise and honor and glory. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, and I thank you and I praise you in the blessed holy name. The name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. I can see a pencil, and God says you need to start writing some things down. Even though it passes quickly through your spirit, and you just catch glimpses of it, God says write it down, because you're the one that's going to bring it to pass. I've already spoken it. I've already spoken it, but God says by you writing it down, God says you're going to cause it to come to pass. You're going to draw from me. It's going to come out of me. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' holy name, I touch my sister right now, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the wonderful healing of her eyes, Lord. According to my word, in Jesus' name, I release the healing anointing into her eyes, Lord. I thank you and I praise you, Lord Jesus, throughout her whole body, Lord, the quivering power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, upon her, Lord. Every bit of her body is being touched by the Holy Spirit right now, Lord. Every bit of it, we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed name of Jesus, the power of the Holy Spirit. Oh, in Jesus' name, according to my word now, Lord, we touch and agree, Lord. Hallelujah. As I speak to eyes, in the authority of the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Ooh. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Father God, I touch my sister. This way. Yeah. Father God, I touch her right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know, God is wanting to bless you financially. I can see a whole row, a whole street of houses. And God's going to give you grace and give you favor. And you're going to think of things to say. And God says, no, I don't want you to think of things to say. I just want my spirit to feed you those things you'll say. And so don't look at it and say, it's too big, I can't handle it. Don't look at it and say, I'll never get this or I'll never get that. That must come out of your thinking and out of your confession, because what comes out of your mouth, the enemy will grab. And so what's coming out of your mouth is the grace and mercy and the blessings of God. But God says there's a bigness of the Spirit of God in you, and you are trying to walk in the littleness of your mind. But God says he will help you, and he will give you grace and favor as you call upon the helper, the Holy Spirit. In the power of my name, saith the Lord. In the power of my name, saith the Lord. He will open doors. He will cause this to come to pass that's being spoken into your life. Poverty shall not be a part of your life because you're a kingdom child of God. And God says it's deserving of you to receive today by faith, by believing in me. The blessings of Abraham through me, saith the Lord, shall come to you this day in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Whoa, praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in Jesus' name, oh, we thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. You know these doors they have in barrooms and restaurants where they're swinging doors? I just saw you go through swinging doors, but they were so easy, you try to back out of it. You try to back through it, and God's going to close them doors. They're not going to be so easy to swing open because on the other side of the doors, there's blessings of God. There is a job that God's prepared people to give you grace and for you to receive. And so sometimes you go into places or go into something and you just put yourself down like, I can't do this. I'm never going to get this. So you try to back out of it and your faith is no longer there. But God says faith is going to rise in you because faith comes by hearing and you're going to speak my name when you go through that door because you're going to know you're a priest, that you're a king, that you're a child of God, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and you have favor with God. Favor will not cause you to back out. Favor will cause you to go forward by grace and by faith in Jesus' holy name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, I touch my sister, Lord, and my brother right now. Oh, the presence of Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. You know, I can see a large worm, these ones that eat plants and eat. And so the enemy is trying to attack you in some area and is trying to eat blessings and trying to eat up some things. And God says this day, I can see it's unbelievable. The thing just exploded. God destroyed it on your behalf. God destroyed it on behalf. You're going to see some new things happening in your life, in your finances, in agreement, just some new things happening that has been destroyed that was causing everything. Sometimes you start something, it seems to be broken or ate up before you get there. God says, no longer, no longer. It's been destroyed by my power, saith the Lord. God says, receive it and walk in the peace and walk in the joy that's been prepared before you in Jesus' holy name. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my brother right now, Lord, in Jesus' name, and I thank you and I praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, the blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, it's funny, in the spirit, I can look at you and there's notes, musical notes coming out of you, musical notes. I think God is telling me that you're going to be doing a lot of praising God, no matter what condition you're in or your wife, and you're going to do a lot of praising God. These musical notes are coming right out of you. Spiritual musical notes are coming out of you. You're going to learn and do more of singing in the spirit, singing with the spirit. God said this is going to prepare you for a highway. I'm about to place you on, you and your wife. And God says, my son, look for it because these musical notes, there's supernatural notes coming out of you. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Let him receive, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, I touch my sister, my granddaughter right now, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. I bind all discouragement right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray the peace. I pray the joy. I pray the happiness on her, Lord, because we know you have a plan for her life. and the enemy's not going to discourage her from this didn't work and that didn't work. But God's word works, and God's got something planned. God said, be patient, be patient. Just sing and have joy and be patient in the condition you're in, because God will promote you. God will bring you into the promises, and God will bring you into a developed place that he's developed and prepared for you. Father God, in the blessed holy name of Jesus, I break every assignment of Satan, every doubt out of her mind in the name of Jesus. I bind all every principality and power of the air. We thank you, Lord, that she is in Christ above the principalities and powers, above sickness and disease, above discouragement. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, for the blessings of Jesus that's going to work in her life. For your glory, Lord Jesus, I speak these things in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I can see this sidewalk, and there's a darkness in front, because there's some things that you've been wanting to do, and it just you don't be able to see clearly. Well, a big breeze has come in, the breath of God, and blown that out of the way. You're going to start seeing clearly now what you have been wanting to do and how to approach it and what to do about it. Right now, Father God, I touch him, Lord, and I thank you, Lord, the clarity of the Spirit of God. That's greater is he that's in him than he that's in the world, Lord. The clarity, Lord, is going to open up for him, Lord. And he's going to be at peace what he sees. And when he's at peace, he knows he's in God's vision. He's in God's dream. He's in God's way. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in the blessed holy name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh. Holy Spirit anointing, just flow, Lord Jesus. Just flow, Lord Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Ooh, praise the Lord. I got to go before I fall. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Amen. Father God, we lift you up, Lord Jesus Christ. We draw our attention to you. We thank you, Lord. We came expecting you to be here, and you are here, Lord Jesus, and your wonderful Holy Spirit brought us the word, exalted and lifted you up, Lord Jesus Christ, caused the word of knowledge and wisdom to flow, and we thank you and we praise you, Lord, that we can expect more, Lord, healing, physical healings, financial blessings, Lord, every promise we can expect to manifest, because you are faithful to your word, Lord Jesus, and we are washed in your blood. You have qualified us, Lord, to receive the things of you, Lord Jesus. So we call upon the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives. I pray that every home in this place is blessed. Every marriage is blessed. Every teenager is blessed. Everybody's wallet is blessed. Families. We just give you praise and honor and glory that this church is blessed, Lord, and the body of Christ here is blessed, Lord. So we give you praise and honor and glory, Lord. Every blessing that I've spoken out will become a part of people's lives. Because Satan, you're not going to stand in the way. Principalities and powers or works of the flesh, you're not going to stand in the way. No generational curses, no dots in our minds, because we'll run it all out, because we are above and not beneath. We thank you and we praise you, Lord, that you are the head of this church. And we give you praise that we're going forward in your power, in your word, and we're going to conquer sickness and disease. And those who are unsaved in darkness, we are going to be the light that they walk to receive you, Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you for your revival. We thank you for the souls. We thank you for the peace. And we give you praise and honor and glory. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Amen.